it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've waited 8 months for a regular season Cowboys game, and I've waited almost a year for the first day of fall to arrive again. That arrives in 18 days, but it's going to feel like fall as we head into the weekend. Happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. It's a comfortably cool start here across North Texas as the air's dried out significantly. Most of us have fallen into the 60s at this hour with a couple of showers drifting across the Red River Valley and the Grayson counties. These won't impact Dallas and Fort Worth. In fact, they're falling apart. Big weather story, well, sunny and very hot for this time of the year today with southwest winds of 5 to 10 combining with plenty of sunshine. This will allow temperatures to warm to close to 100 degrees. I don't think we'll hit it, but we'll come close. We can thank the high soil moisture from the recent rain here across North Texas. All right, quickly, tonight's game in Philly. We got no roof on the stadium. We'll be cloudy and pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s at kickoff. There will be some showers during the afternoon today. They'll start to be drifting off to the east by at least the end of the first quarter, so the field will be a little wet. Our weather tonight will be mainly clear and dry with morning lows, not as cool, low to mid-70s. Friday's our transition day. High clouds will move in from the southwest out ahead of Lorraine's moisture that'll be spreading across the state this weekend. I still think we'll manage to get up into the mid to upper 90s. 92 is average for this time of the year. But by tomorrow evening, a strong cold front will be moving into the area. Scattered showers and storms will develop along this front and continue through the overnight hours into early Saturday morning. And you'll wake up Saturday with temperatures well down into the 60s with the north wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be a little bit of a shock to the body after being near 100 today. Again, most of the shower and thunderstorm activity will start to drift south of I-20 during the day, and highs will struggle to get above 72. Yep, I said it. Your apps will probably tell you we'll be near 80. Not going to happen. We might even hover in the 60s all day long. Crazy. Sunday's forecast is very tricky. Right now, I'm thinking that a little bit drier air moves in behind the front Sunday, keeping the heaviest rain from the remnants of Lorraine just south and southwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but welcome rain to the southwestern half of the state. Time will tell. I'll keep an eye on things for you. Nothing strong expected. Highs only warming into the mid to upper 70s on Sunday. Now, next week, we'll look for a warming trend to slowly unfold, but we'll still hold into the 80s for highs. On Monday and Tuesday, I think we'll kiss the 90-degree mark by Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. By the way, I'm taking off this Friday through next Thursday of next week. NBC 5 will be covering the morning weather, and meteorologist Tom Hale will be watching the weather for you late Friday through the weekend. I'll do some posts on social media if I have time. Go Cowboys, and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.